It's now been 5 days since the major volcanic eruption and tsunami, and as more information comes to light, aid is beginning to reach the island nation. The World Health Organization says Tonga's international airport has been cleared of volcanic ash, and humanitarian aid flights have begun. One of Tonga's main communications providers, Digicel, says international calls to Tonga have been restored, though services will not be fully back up and running until the main undersea telecommunications cable is repaired. That is expected to take up to 4 weeks. The death toll still stands at 3, but it has emerged that buildings on Atata, about 6 kilometres north of the capital, Nuku'alofa, were all but wiped out by the tsunami. Hundreds of volunteers, workers and Tongan Defence Force personnel have been clearing the debris from the airport runway by hand.
A World Health Organization officer in Tonga, Dr. Yutaro Satoya, told RNZ the runway was cleared yesterday.
The runway is clear, and I understand the flights, humanitarian flights are coming in. But as you know, there's a heavy ash fall, so yes, the people are cleaning the ashes from the ground, from the roof. But that's causing a lot of air pollution as well and contamination to the drinking water.
Dr. Satoya says people are being encouraged to wear masks outside and to avoid drinking contaminated water. He says Tonga urgently needs rain to wash away the ash. Dr. Satoya says there's been a great response from people in Tonga who are showing resilience.
Tonga people are strong and they're very quick to react. So everybody is cleaning their houses. Government is meeting day and night to cater for the people. So I think there's a good energy in Tonga.
Fijian authorities are warning the sulfur dioxide concentration in the atmosphere has increased and could result in acid rain over the country. A church in Tonga is providing shelter to residents left homeless by Saturday's tsunami. Samoa-based Dr. Francis Vulivuli from UNICEF says every effort must be made to assist children and their families.
Just imagine how terrifying it has been for the children in Tonga to see their world just quickly change around within a matter of hours. The volcanic eruption emitting ash, a powerful tsunami and community suddenly being just evacuated. So they definitely are struggling to process all that is happening.
The World Health Organization has confirmed the main hospital in Tonga Tapu is functioning. The WHO's office in Tonga has been providing regular updates from Nuku'alofa via satellite phone to its Pacific coordinator in Fiji, Sean Casey. He says medical aid is available on the main island if required.
The hospital in Tonga Tapu, Viola Hospital, is functioning and there has not been any increase in presentations. And the Tonga Emergency Medical Assistance Team went out on the boat on the ship with the Navy to the Ha'apai group and are able to provide immediate assistance if required there.
More than 70 seasonal workers from Tonga are stranded in New Zealand because their flight home has been postponed. A liaison for the recognised seasonal employers scheme, Sefita Hawuli, says the workers are deeply concerned for their family's safety.
But they should also be aware that this is something that was unexpected and that in the interest of everybody's safety and making sure that not only they're safe at this end, but if and when they go back home, that they will also be safe and not become a burden to their families.
That was recognised seasonal employer scheme liaison Sefita Hawuli.